to 7 past the hour.
That's right.
Just following my train of thought here for
this
a moment. This is something that I find pretty interesting, actually compelling. And normally this is the kind of stuff that Jennifer is onto. But yeah. Every once in a while, I find a story about someone who is a quote-unquote star to be interesting and maybe relevant even to our own lives. Diane Keaton is interviewed in this month's Ladies Home Journal about her failed romances. And she talks about all of the high-profile men that she has had a relationship with, Warren Beatty, Woody Allen, Al Pacino. She goes on and on, actually, about, we always get bits and pieces of these things ahead of time. And anyway, with Al Pacino, she said she needed better managerial skills, handling men like him and those others. I also don't think I have a lot of nurturing skills. I needed as much as they needed, and that's not a good mix. She reveals that when she first saw Beatty, she thought he was very sexy, but a different kind of sexy. We're talking pretty, like Justin Bieber pretty. She admits of Pacino, I had a crush on him for 20 years. I still love him. She makes reference to Woody Allen. As for Jack Nicholson, with whom she starred in Something's Gotta Give, she never officially dated him, but she said he's very adept at being the person you want to watch. It's exhausting. Yeah, we've all been through relationships like that, right? Where things get exhausting. Mm-hmm. It's just so much maintenance and so much work and energy drain.
Yep.
I saw a picture on the plane, too. I always like to do reviews. You hear me when I take a trip, like next week, I go to L.A. for a few days. And I'll read on the plane and bring back little things, bits and pieces. I saw a picture in a magazine of, you know, I say this with regularity. I like to read the political magazines, even though I'm not doing a political radio program. I like to read Newsmax on the right and Mother Jones on the left and Reason in the middle. So there's a picture, I believe it was in Newsmax, as a matter of fact, of a group of golfers who had played on a course in Westchester County. And as I remember, I don't have the picture in front of me, but as I remember the picture, Rudy Giuliani was on the left. Donald Trump, Mayor Bloomberg, President Clinton, Joe Torre, the baseball player. And who was the last guy in the picture? Somebody that I would not have expected to be. Well, I mean, you wouldn't expect Joe Torre to be in the picture either. But anyway, it was interesting to see what a putz Rudy Giuliani looked like in golf, in a golf. He just looked foolish. He looked like a little old man. You know how you see is this sort of like a skit out of Laugh-In? Or one of those, I remember when Henry Gibson used to wear those pants and they were sort of folded up.
Yeah.
You know, the caricature of the pants that are, the belt is not in the right place. The pants were way too, the pants are way too loose, and so you put the belt on them, and then, you know, when you tie them together.
Kind of gap around a little.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it looks really just kind of silly.
Blousing, I think, is the word.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It just,
I've made that up.
One of those silly things that we all think about. So, this is not silly. Richie, you have the, I'm going to start, and then Jennifer and Richie will tell their stories, and then we're going to have some more stories from Ireland, some people that I got a chance to meet that you didn't hear that I wanted you to hear bits and pieces of. So we have a sort of collage of conversations that I had while I was in Ireland that we'll bring you later on in the hour. But first, our stories here from Richie and Jennifer and me. And the first one has to do with actually our video of the day at DougStefan.com. Hello, Doug. Say that again. A television anchor named Jennifer Livingston, who is the morning news person at a television station in La Crosse, Wisconsin. We have the story at DougStefan.com. Basically, it's a bullying story. This jerk sent her an email about the way she looked because she's heavy. And her editorial response is featured at DougStefan.com in the video of the day. Here's the audio of that video.
I want to take a moment to address a situation that has become a talking point in this community over the past week, and especially on Facebook, that centers around me. On Friday, I received the following email from a La Crosse man with the subject line, Community Responsibility, and it reads as follows. Hi, Jennifer. It's unusual that I see your morning show, but I did so for a very short time today. I was surprised indeed to witness that your physical condition hasn't improved for many years. Surely you don't consider yourself a suitable example for this community's young people, girls in particular. Obesity is one of the worst choices a person can make and one of the most dangerous habits to maintain. I leave you this note hoping that you'll reconsider your responsibility as a local public personality to present and promote a healthy lifestyle. Now, those of us in the media, we get a healthy dose of critiques from our viewers throughout the year, and we realize that it comes with having a job in the public eye. But this email was more than that. While I tried my best to laugh off the very hurtful attack on my appearance, my colleagues could not do the same, especially my husband, our 6 and 10 anchor, Mike Thompson. Mike posted this email on his WKBT Facebook page, and what happened next has been truly inspiring. Hundreds and hundreds of people have taken the time out of their day to not only lift my spirits, but take a stand that attacks like this are not okay. Now, we're going to have more on that in just a second. But first, the truth is, I am overweight. You could call me fat. And yes, even obese on a doctor's chart. But to the person who wrote me that letter, do you think I don't know that? That your cruel words are pointing out something that I don't see? You don't know me. You are not a friend of mine. You are not a part of my family, and you have admitted that you don't watch this show. So you know nothing about me but what you see on the outside. And I am much more than a number on a scale. And here is where I want all of us to learn something from this. If you didn't already know, October is National Anti-Bullying Month, and this is a problem that is growing every day in our schools and on the internet. It is a major issue in the lives of young people today, and as the mother of 3 young girls, it scares me to death. Now, I am a grown woman, and luckily for me, I have a very thick skin, literally, as that email pointed out, and otherwise. And that man's words mean nothing to me. But what really angers me about this is there are children who don't know better, who get emails as critical as the one I received, or in many cases even worse, each and every day. The internet has become a weapon. Our schools have become a battleground. And this behavior is learned. It is passed down from people like the man who wrote me that email. If you are at home and you are talking about the fat news lady, guess what? Your children are probably going to go to school and call someone fat. We need to teach our kids how to be kind, not critical, and we need to do that by example. So many of you have come to my defense over the past 4 days. I am literally overwhelmed by your words. To my colleagues and my friends from today and from years ago, my family, my amazing husband, and so many of you out there that I will probably never have the opportunity to meet, I will never be able to thank you enough for your words of support and for taking a stand against this bully. We are better than that email. We are better than the bullies that would try to take us down. And I leave you with this. To all of the children out there who feel lost, who are struggling with your weight, with the color of your skin, your sexual preference, your disability, even the acne on your face. Listen to me right now. Do not let your self-worth be defined by bullies. Learn from my experience that the cruel words of one are nothing compared to the shouts of many. We'll be right back.
Hear, hear.
Wow.
She laid it out there.
That almost brings me to tears. Listening to that woman and understanding that this sort of a problem, never mind weight, there are all kinds of ways that people show their hatred, their hurting. I mean, people who do this kind of stuff are hurting themselves, hurting inside, emotionally and spiritually. But the fact they feel the need I mean, I get emails that are creepy from jerks. Sometimes I acknowledge them, sometimes I don't. Everybody who does this, or anybody who's on television, people, this is the way the world is, unfortunately. Some people are just not very well developed,
well,
mentally or spiritually, emotionally. Everybody's got something you
know,
can pick on.
Everybody's got something.
Right.
Even George Clooney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, whatever it is.
Commitment issues.
Yeah.
Commitment issues. So, if people disagree with his beliefs, you know, sure. Everybody's got something.
My compliments to Jennifer. If you joined us halfway through that, you can listen to it at DougSeffin.com. Jennifer Livingston is her name. And the public fascination with her. Interesting, Lady Gaga admitted that she'd been struggling with weight issues all of her life.
Yeah, right. So do you see this as the year that the... of fighting back the bully.
Well, because here's another.
A couple of weeks ago, we had that girl that was voted homecoming queen by a joke,
and
she did a great job, played it up. Everybody loved her, loved it. And then earlier in the year, we had that football player at that high school who started a Twitter stream just to support all the kids who were bullied.
Well, here's another one, Richie. There was a contest held online for the world's ugliest woman, and the person who won it is a lady named Bowpreet Kaur, ridiculed because of the way she looks. She has hair on her face. She wears, what do they call the things that Sikhs wear? It's not a turban, but it's a headpiece. I don't remember what it's called.
Mm-hmm. A burqa.
She is a student at Ohio State University. There's a picture of her standing in line there that won.
If you search her name on Google, all you have to do is put in BALP, and she is the first search result.
How bad is that?
Exactly. Anyway.
Did she enter herself in this contest?
No. Somebody put her in there. And then, you know, she's wearing a T-shirt and yoga pants and glasses, looking down at her cell phone. She doesn't have a lot of hair to begin with. Anyway, this was on Reddit at first. A friend told her about it. And then she wrote back. She wasn't embarrassed or humiliated by the attention.
It looks like they snapped a picture of her walking by as she was in the airport.
Right, exactly.
She obviously has a woman's body, but she has a beard and a mustache and sideburns.
Wow. Right.
Yeah, I see her.
She said, "My hair doesn't stop me from being normal or doing service that is it's not a hindrance to me." She posted a lot about Sikhism and that sort of thing. But the real bottom line here is that
the guy who posted her photo apologized.
Yeah, right. But the idea, Richie, is that it takes a lot to shine, but it doesn't take a lot to be dull. And these people that are doing this stuff, these bullies, these people that are on Facebook or elsewhere passing this stuff around, it is really disgusting. Frankly, and the followers who think this is cool, you have a problem as well. You are just as guilty of these sorts of harassments. You're just as bad. You're just as ignorant. You're just as off the mark as the people who start all of this stuff. You're a follower, not a leader.
Here's part of the story on this one, is that the guy who posted it on Reddit as a joke, didn't identify her, and then on Reddit it went viral.
Yeah.
And that's how it got back to her. And the guy who posted it had no idea that it would ever, you know, when you're on Reddit,
you know,
things can go viral.
You
gotta
remember
easily.
Everything.
Yeah.
There's one of the episodes of The Good Wife that has Michael J. Fox in it, and you learn in that the emails, you can find them anywhere. There's no such thing as a secret or a secret email.
Once you type it, it's out there forever.
Food for Thought, Bullying Month, October 2012, 21 after on Good Day.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. Apply Lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to gibsonshealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
This sounds like home to me. Love and Marriage and a Vacuum Cleaner. Wow. How cool is that?
Rich is the smartest man ever.
24 past the hour as the stories continue here in this hour of Beyond Good Day. Jennifer
is doing a little cleanup.
Obviously, yes, she's doing a little studio cleanup now for us. And now is going to clean out our mind with her story of the day. Having to do with marriage.
Dry cough. Whew,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. So there's this new study.
Dust from the vacuum cleaner.
It is. Oh my gosh, cat hair. That's because I'm not married. But this new study is out that cite divorce rates being higher among modern couples who share housework over those where the woman does the lion's share of the chores. So this study says if you're a modern couple and if you divide up your house responsibilities, you have a 50% higher risk of getting divorced than when you're in a home where the women do the traditional role of doing the housework, yada, yada, yada. Now, Rich, you are a modern couple, right? Your wife stays home, but yet you still keep up your end of the bargain.
Yeah, I mean, we split it up fairly along traditional lines. I mow the yard, clean the garage, the shed, take out the trash. But I do cook. I do my share of cooking, I should say. I don't cook everything. And I do clean the bathroom. I'll take my turn, a couple times a month. But she makes the beds, blah, 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 that kind of stuff.
Well, according to this Norwegian survey, and this is good, you might want to tell Janet this, the more you do at home, the higher your divorce rate.
Really?
For women or men?
The bottom line. For men and women, if men, the more men do at home, the higher the chance they're going to get divorced.
Hmm.
It's good news for men everywhere.
Well, let's look at this. Why is this? Because, well, is it because...
I have a theory, and the survey goes into their own theories, but my theory is that modern couples that actually are forward-thinking enough to divide the household chores would probably be more likely to consider divorce an option when they're unhappy. I think maybe women living in a traditional household where they're doing all the work and have traditional gender roles, maybe they wouldn't feel quite as comfortable getting divorced
relationship. An independence issue? Is
Could
it that
be?
that the woman and the couple who shares the chores, the woman feels more independent and capable of saying, I can take care of myself out on my own, I don't need this person?
Could be.
And is it that the person who is home taking care of the chores and maybe not out as much working or feels like they need that person to help take care of them?
That could be, too. Now, the study suggests that it could be a clarity thing. So when you have really defined roles in your relationship, you won't argue as much. You're going to know exactly what is expected of you.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to just be less chance for any type
we
of
have,
arguing.
And that's and I will say that that makes life a whole lot easier. We don't, I mean, we each have our thing and we do it, and the things that we share, you know, we don't have a problem with, you know, you need to do this. No, you need to do it. So
you got a lot of natting back and forth.
No, that's a definite benefit for sure.
Yeah. And they also said that roles. When you're in a quote-unquote modern relationship, whatever that means, that one person or the other may feel like they're doing more or they're not pulling their weight.
They feel that way or somebody else makes them feel that way.
Well, you could feel that your partner isn't pulling his weight, and that would cause a fight or resentment.
I have several friends where they feel like they do all the work.
And women or men?
Well, this one in particular, the guy, I mean, you know, he works his tail off. And the kids are in school and football practice all day, don't get home until 6 o'clock. And then he comes home, she doesn't work, and he feels like she does nothing.
Really?
He gets home, he cooks dinner.
Divorce
and
city.
He's
yeah.
the cook. And
time for divorce.
He does his own laundry, yeah. and he's just like...
And she does nothing.
That's what he thinks.
Okay, so then do they talk about it, or they just let it...
Oh, yeah, it's a problem.
All right. 28 After, ideas and solutions here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Tonight, the Wednesday comedies are back and all new on NBC. Starting with Animal Practice. America's favorite animal doctor is not so great with people.
You said I hate kids.
Well, when you say it like that, sounds harsh. I remember saying it like, I hate kids.
Then, from executive producer Jimmy Fallon, it's Guys with Kids, the show critics call perfect.
Are you guys fighting?
No, we're just talking loud because we're in love with each other.
All new episodes of Animal Practice and Guys with Kids, tonight at 8, 7 central on NBC.
It's autumn once again, and the leaves aren't the only things that have been falling. Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates are among the lowest that we've seen since the Cadillac Coupe de Ville first rolled off the line right here in Detroit City back in 1949. Yep, that's right. You can get a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage for 3.5%, APR 3.81%, but you've got to call Quicken Loans right now. Call 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com. Right now, that super low rate is just 3.5%, APR 3.81%, for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Our Quicken Loans mortgage experts put client service first. That's why we've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
If you like cow's milk,
You'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, as promised. This hour, as usual, is a story hour. We're telling things that affect you, stories about things in life that most all of us can identify with in one way or another. That's the point of most of the information or most of the conversation in this hour. At any rate, we have Richie's got a story for us, and then we're going to spend a few minutes with some of the folks in Ireland that I spent time with yesterday and the day before who actually didn't get on the air. So I suppose this could be the cavalcade. The cavalcade of Ireland. There are all kinds of you know what a cavalcade is, Jennifer, right?
A cavalcade? Yes, I do, Jack.
Yes, okay. So the cavalcade from Ireland.
It's a great word.
In a moment.
By the way.
Yeah, it is a good word. Yep. Jennifer Horn here, Rich McFadden here on the Good Day program. So, Richie, you're taking us where?
I'm taking you to a Chinese restaurant in Kentucky.
Really?
You like Chinese food?
Not much.
No? Jennifer?
A Chinese restaurant in Kentucky. Okay.
Yeah.
I do like Chinese food quite a bit, yeah.
Okay, good.
That's the headquarters of Yum Brands for Kentucky Fried Chicken and Taco Bell and yada yada, yes.
Well, some customers were dining at the Red Flower Chinese restaurant in Williamsburg, Kentucky last week, and they spotted a dead deer stuffed inside of a trash can.
Great.
After it was dragged into the kitchen.
Dragged into the kitchen?
Into the kitchen.
Bambi.
I hope this is going to be a short story.
They said there was a blood trail in the parking lot. And they were talking to WTVR TV. They said they could see the tail and the foot sticking out of the garbage can.
Bam.
And they wheeled it straight back into the kitchen past the customers.
Oh, no. They actually wheeled it through?
Yeah. Yeah, they said it was absolutely gruesome.
My God.
They've closed down the kitchen. Customers were saying it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. They confirmed that the carcass was in the facility when the health department showed up and said that the animal had already been cut up and ready to eat. The restaurant owner's son admitted bringing the deer in, which had been roadkill falling.
I knew it. I was wondering if it was
75.
Awesome. Hey, at least you didn't let it go to waste.
They immediately shut the restaurant down. The restaurant owner said that they didn't know that they weren't allowed to bring in roadkill.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
Where in the world? Where is this?
It's in Kentucky.
My God. Oh, man.
They said that they didn't intend to serve it to the customers, that they were going to feed it to their family. Hmm. Now, here's the most disturbing part. After they passed health inspection tests, they will be allowed to open again.
Yeah. Great.
Well, at least it wasn't like dogs and cats in the back alley.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
people eat deer,
disgusting.
But that's gross to drag.
Not roadkill. You don't. The reason that you don't. No, here, wait a minute. You don't understand why you don't.
I know, because you have to bleed it right.
Because the blood is in them, and it just, it's really
right.
Bad. Oh man, that's horrible.
Gross.
Oh. Why did you feel like you were? Why did you feel compelled to tell us that story?
That to me is because you know what?
Right.
It's always been a joke that when you go into a Chinese restaurant, they smother it with a sauce. You never know what you're eating, and this just proves it.
Mm. Yeah.
And that place, they may be allowed to open again, but it's over.
Who would go there? Right. Some people eat at the altar of horror. That's really what that is, the eating animals like that.
Ugh. Number one China buffet.
All right, shall we, before we get to the...
I'm sorry, but I love that
right,
story.
I'm sure you do. Yeah. All right, so before we get to our...
Have you ever eaten anything and thought, is this really chicken?
Well, that's a good question. We haven't followed, we haven't done a good job today with our social media. So why don't you put that in there, Jen?
Jen, I'll send you the
link. Have you ever eaten anything you thought was a chicken? I'm not going to put that up on Facebook.
No, I think you should, absolutely.
Have you ever eaten anything and thought, this isn't what I...
No, ask that question.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten anything that you thought wasn't chicken?
No.
I'm here right now.
Here, I'll send you the story.
All right.
But have you ever eaten anything and thought to yourself... This isn't chicken or beef or
it's facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day. What else do we have cooking there, Jen, that we haven't
cooking?
I'm too sad to even tell you.
Why?
Well, because I don't know if you followed the sports scores yesterday, but my poor Dodgers had started the season off gangbusters, right?
They were one of the best
teams
in baseball.
First place forever. They were the best team in baseball for a while, but now they sadly, their playoff dreams were shattered yesterday. And they didn't have to be. If the Dodgers had just won, the playoff hopes would have been alive. But today's the last day of the regular baseball season.
Isn't that amazing today?
I know.
The last day of the regular baseball season.
So I thought, you know,
my Nats are the division champs.
I know. I'm so proud of them. I'm actually voting for them in their election.
You know, it's funny, all of my friends who live around the country, it's like everybody, you don't have Nats haters yet.
No.
Everybody's rooting for the Nats.
I'm kind of going Orioles, Nats, either one would make me happy. Sorry.
Orioles.
Anyway, so it's the last day of the regular baseball season. Who are you pulling for in the playoffs? John said whoever's playing against the Yankees. Good answer, John.
Dan
said the Orioles. Been 15 years. Mike said the Braves. Jake said Ron Paul. I didn't know he was playing. And Janet said, are they still playing baseball?
Wow.
Right. Deanna's also upset because with baseball ending, it means the white stuff from the sky is coming, and she is not ready for that. She said she can't wait till the new baseball season.
It's a few months away, unless you're in Colorado where it's snowing today. All right. So the excellent coverage of things in your mind, your suggestions as well, you can send those along. Email to rich@dougstefan.com or to jennifer@dougstefan.com or to doug@dougstefan.com. Today, one of the things we're talking about is the research that's been done to help you understand losing weight, keeping the weight off, staying healthy, getting healthy, living longer, looking and feeling better. Once and for all, I made reference to an altar. You can build an altar in your house, any kind of a little altar that helps you focus on things that are important to you. That's really kind of what worship is all about. And if you want to have a nice, healthy body, which helps me make your mind healthy, then you probably ought to have access to this book called Lean and Healthy to 100. The problem is that 95% of Americans don't know about information that's included in this book because it's not taught in school. There are no more health ed courses. So now, if you don't get the info at home, then you are lost unless you do the work on your own, do the research on your own. This is very important information. It seems hard to understand that in America this isn't a priority, but it apparently isn't. Otherwise, it would be taught. So teach yourself with this book called Lean and Healthy to 100. For the first time ever, 80-plus years of research boiled down to 7 steps that matter. It will put you into the weight that you want to be, the health that you want to be, the appeal that you want to have. All 7 steps are in this book called Lean and Healthy to 100. Shows exactly what to do step by step. Covers everything you need to know about how to look and feel great and solve virtually all of your weight, health, and wellness issues. Get it at easyhealth.us. easyhealth.us. Check it out now. Why not?
Hey fans, Exagen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exagen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exagen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
Water is one of the Earth's most precious resources. 70% of the Earth's surface is covered by water, but less than 1% is available for human use. Twilight actress Nikki Reed is here to share 3 easy steps that anyone can do to save water.
I try to make environmentally conscious decisions at home, especially when it comes to the shower. Join me in taking the Axe Shower Pulling Pledge and commit to conserving water by installing a water-efficient showerhead, reducing your shower time to 5 minutes, and recruiting a friend in on the action. Every drop counts, so let's come together and make a difference by taking the Shower Pooling Pledge today. It's not just environmentally friendly. It's all kinds of friendly.
Shower pooling is about guys and girls coming together to make a difference. To take the Axe Shower Pooling Pledge, enter for a chance to win sexy swag, and learn more easy ways to save water, go to Facebook.com/Axe. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18+. Ends November 10th, 2012. For rules, visit Facebook.com/Axe. Sponsor, Canopco Incorporated, DBA Unilever.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
GreenJobsForVeterans.com is the website to check out. Man, oh man, are a lot of people going to have a great life thanks to these opportunities, these jobs at GreenJobsForVeterans.com. As you know, the last couple of days, that is on Monday and Tuesday, I spent my time on the broadcast in Ireland talking about some of the great tourist attractions, the great experiences you can have there, the food, the whole thing that is focused around the Titanic, the life in Belfast. I spent a lot of time with Ken Harper, who is a travel guide around Belfast. He took me to some places that most people don't go, and they gave me chills seeing these sites on the other side of these walls where the Catholics and Protestants fought for 25 years. And here, intertwined with sort of some other stuff that we talked about, is a description of that experience. It's pretty grounding with the stories that you're telling about the various factions that were alive here until recently. There's still a modicum of, or shall we say, examples of the two sides still being separate. How do they function together? What has brought them together? What keeps them together?
Peace and stability. Fed up with fighting with each other for 25 years of bombs and bullets. So in 1994, there was talk going on before that, obviously, and they decided 25 years is enough. And what are they going to do? Fight for another 25 years? So they decided to talk, give their weapons up, talk to each other, try and work out deals. And that's where we are actually today. We've got a government, a devolved state government here, who are made up of some, not all, of terrorists. They're now in politics and they're sitting talking and smiling to each other. Still don't like each other, but they talk and work out deals. And that's very important, you know, for the local people that have suffered here are getting the benefits of that.
So what's the lesson, do you think, for not only the people in Ireland, but the people in the rest of the world who have different... I mean, the whole world is built on people, unfortunately, who don't get along, and the conflicts that become so real. What's been learned here, do you think, for the rest of the world to take away?
Just to get on with it. Life is far too short. It's too short, and you could waste your whole life fighting over some problem. Get on with it, make the best of it, and rally your family and just zone in on your own life, and you'll be okay.
And especially when it comes to religion. Religion and politics pretty much are the same, aren't they? They have been here.
Well, if you do a deal here with these people now, politics-wise, you may just get some sort of proper settlement. There is things happening here. But there's a few extremists, and you're only talking about 0.0% extremists here that are, well, 0.1% of extremists that are stirring things up here. But most of the people, Catholic and Protestant, want to get on with each other. They all work together. They go to city centres, neutral territory, and they'll shop together, form relationships together. And that's the vast majority of the people here who just want to move on in their lives, you know. And I'm using myself as an example.
Do you want to, what were you doing during all of this?
I was taxiing. I got my taxi license. I worked in other jobs as well, but started taxiing in 79, so I had to work right, and it was nighttime work I was doing. So every job, it's hard to explain this, but actually every person that stepped into my taxi at night, I had to basically a quick interview with them to see if they're up to mischief, if they're up to... Most the city centre was my stronghold. I could get help in the city centre as far as a terrorist getting into town. But that's what's happening. Taxi drivers were being killed. So you get help in the city centre, police, army, etc. Once you come up into these neighbourhoods here, it was very dangerous, you know. So I had to interview every single... And when I started doing taxi tours just after the ceasefires, one of the things the tourist board told me to do was smile more, be more friendly to people, because I was a bit of a growler, you know, just to suss people out. You had to suss them out for your own safety. So things have changed for me immensely, yeah.
And the important thing is, as you've underscored it, to move on. That's a lesson for life. It's a lesson for men and women, husbands and wives, and you know, no matter what it is, you got to move on.
It's so frustrating, and yet we're so silly. Human beings are silly. We always pick conflicts. You know, you put 20 people into a room, within an hour, they'll have their own wee sections, wee cliques, you know, and they'll like somebody more than the other. And that's just, you know, if we weren't fighting over religion and politics here, we'd be fighting over football or some sort of sport. And the Ryder Cup's going on at the minute, we'd probably be fighting over that anyway. So human beings are funny bunch. Just get on with that. That's what I do. I do my work in Belfast and zone in on my family. I have 3 daughters and 3 grandchildren, and I just live for them today.
Super. Thank you.
fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Tonight's the night, presidential debate number one with a whole lot at stake. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The University of Denver is the venue, the first of three debates between President Obama and Republican nominee Mitt Romney. How much is at stake? Well, a new poll out shows the race is as tight as ever. The latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll of likely voters has the president at 49%, Mitt Romney at 46%, and that is within the poll's margin of error. Looking ahead to tonight, Jim Lehrer of the PBS NewsHour will be the moderator for the 90-minute debate. Judy Woodruff, also of PBS NewsHour, talks about what the American people expect from Mitt Romney at the debate.
He needs to personally connect with the American people and to come across as someone they would be comfortable with seeing in the Oval Office for the next 4 years.
As for what voters expect from President Obama at tonight's debate,
people are going to be looking to him to explain, you know, why things aren't better and what he would do differently in the next few years. People already know President Obama, so it's not as if he has to introduce himself, but it's to remind people why they are voted for him in the first place.
And it is possible, even likely, that Mitt Romney may quote Vice President Joe Biden at tonight's debate. While campaigning in North Carolina yesterday, the vice president was railing against Republicans and their tax plans when he said this.
How they can justify raising taxes in the middle class has been buried the last 4 years.
Yikes. Vice President Biden saying the middle class has been buried the last 4 years. Republicans immediately jumped on that line yesterday, saying it is an admission the president's policies have not been effective. As we said, Mitt Romney might just quote the vice president tonight in a debate that could sway quite a few voters one way or another. Now,
Here's something else that will matter to you.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the markets yesterday and a choppy trading session overall. The Dow lost 33 points, closing at 13,482. S&P up a point, NASDAQ adding 7 points. Oil prices down 59 cents a barrel, settling at $91.89. Incidents involving loose seats on recent American Airlines flights have been traced to the airline's maintenance base in Oklahoma. David Campbell is Vice President of Safety with American. He says mechanics are completing inspections of several 757s in the company's fleet to try to nail down what the problem is. No pun intended.
They've determined what they believe is a potential failure. But beyond the failure, we're focusing our attention on making sure that they're properly installed.
American Airlines officials have confirmed passenger seats came loose last week on a flight from Dallas to Vail, Colorado. And that follows revelations of two other incidents over the past several days where loose seats caused emergency landings of American planes. And finally, a second chance at fulfilling a dream. In the bottom of the sixth inning in Miami last night, the Marlins had a pinch hitter at the plate against the Mets. It was Adam Greenberg's second at-bat in the majors. His first came more than 7 years ago when, as a Chicago Cub, he was hit in the head by the one and only pitch he was ever thrown in the majors. The Marlins, with the permission of the Commissioner of Baseball, signed Adam to a one-day contract to give him that long-awaited second at-bat. Adam faced Mets knuckleballer R.A. Dickey. Adam struck out on three pitches, but quite obviously it was more than that.
It was a lot of mixed emotions there. Getting high-fived after a strikeout by your entire team and having people cheer. It was different, to say the least.
Adam also talked about the incredible reception he received from the crowd.
The energy that was in the stadium is something that I never experienced in my life, and I don't know if I'll ever experience that again. It was just, I mean, everyone that was there, I think, probably felt the same thing.
By the way, the Marlins wound up winning the game in 11-4-3, but clearly the biggest winner of the night was Adam Greenberg, who has shown uncommon courage and determination during a difficult journey that began on a July night in 2005. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
I'm not big on to-do lists. Why waste time writing when I could be doing? So drop your pencil and gear up for fall with deals at John Deere, including $700 off both X700 Select Series tractors and the Gator XUV 825i. Visit a participating John Deere dealer by October 26th. Some conditions apply.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a seven-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.